This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we're up to Simon Tess, Halacha Gimel. Tzitzis shel shah minim ein patron ele b'minon. So we said yesterday that there's a machlekas in the Mechaba and the Rama, that the Tzchiyah, according to the Mechaba, is tzitzis min ha-Torah, is dafka beged pishtim, or shel tzemer achelim, but other minim ein chayov m'tzitzis ele midrabanon. Right, and therefore if you've... but the Rama, by the way, argued, and he says that kulo chayavim midaraisa, that all types of begodim are chayav min haTorah. But according to the Mechaba, only begodim of tzemer or pishtim are chayav. Now, the Mechaba is saying tzitzis shasha minim ein poichim ele b'minim. So if I, for example, have silk, he says, because they meshi beged meshi, if you've got a silk beged, so you need to have silk tzitzis. It's sema geffen, it's sema geffen. Av shalei b'minim ein poichim. If you've got difference, then it's not going to work. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Din ze koi bein leman da'om shar minim midaraisa da'om. This din, that if you've got shar minim, if you've got silk tzitzis, you need the silk beged, etc., is irrelevant whether you hold shar minim midaraisa da'om. That is a requirement. You need dafka minim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got in yud. Ve'im hoya hashasi mimin ze. What if you've got when you make a beged, you've got the warp and the roof, the shasi and the arev, which one goes one way, one goes the other way. What if you've got two different minim? Hashasi meminzer v'ha'arev meminacher. Pasha de'ein letalizu takana erabetzitzis shasem. In such a situation, you've got to use tzitzis made out of wool. To who paid to b'chalav begodim? We know that woolen tzitzis, which is what we use, is that wins. That covers everything. Oy besitzis shapishdom. Or if there's nothing else, then you can use pishtim. And he gives the example of shaminim kagoin meshi. So, for example, you've got a silk beged, you use silk tzitzis. Now, just interestingly, in note 13 in the Dirshu, he says, where does the meshi come from? He says in note 13, what if you only use wool from a rabbit? Or some sort of hair or something like that. The Prima Godin writes, Shemuta, Va'af She'enom min ha'moisa b'ficha. We know that when it comes to tefillin, you can only use sinews and stitchings in the tefillin, which is actually kosher, which is muta b'ficha. So how come we haven't got that requirement for tzitzis? You can use wool from a rabbit, which is not a kosher animal. So he says, Hatam Shehuta Hadova, the tzitzis, Af She'enasa b'tefillin. We'll see in Mitzvah differences between the two, but the key difference is that tzitzis is a tashmish mitzvah, and therefore it's treated more leniently regarding shameless and things like that. And tefillin, however, is a tashmish kedusha, and therefore it's considered more strict, and therefore there is this added halacha. Okay, says the Mishnah. So here we're talking about the wool for the tzitzis. Yeah. So kagoin meshi, silk, says Mishnah in Yudalef. You've got to make sure that they're woven spun the shame tzitzis. The belav hachilo without that knot. The beged meshi. Even if underneath you've got another material, you go after the top layer to who ikka habeged, because that's the main thing. Uchud lakam v'simun yud. Morag l'rom sif koton hey. Yud gimel. Ein poichin. The talis shahashesi hu miminoi. If the talis is... the talis shahashesi hu miminoi. Bo'erev mitzemer ila habechem. And the air of the other thread is mitzemer. Yatsa bo'y sitzi shahasemer dafka. Then you should definitely put on the sitzi is made out of tzemer. To who poiter... because that passes all types of min, whatever type the beged is. If you've got semer on your sitzis, you're okay. Below mishaminim, afilim rubohel mishaminim. Even if the majority is shaminim, to shesi or erev lechud lechoshet beged, because just one of them shesi or erev is not considered a beged. V'chanal b'siv cotton base. But afilim loy min karchuti hatzemer b'fnei asma. Even if it's not recognizable, kagoyin she erev. It's not clear where, and it's not clear where the place is. It's better to make the tzitzis out of chutim of tzemer. because the chutin are chashuv and they're not bottle. The Tov Yosef Sheyase at talis kule shatzemer. Best of all is to make the talis fully out of wool, which is of course what we do. The li taruv is klar without any other mixtures. Shasham minim. Or b'zeh yisnoi namal on that even looks nicer. The talis shum urav b'tzemer gefen or pishtim, and a talis which is mixed up with other types of material, with linen, with the tzemer gefen, ein le talis zutakona im loy b'shas atchag. If you can't help it, then you make the sitz out of pishtan, because otherwise you've got a problem with shamus. If it's made out of pishtim, and you can't put sitz in the corner out of wool, because nowadays we haven't got tchelis, and therefore you've got a problem of kilayim. Okay, halacha gim, halacha dalit. Im hitel b'talis shashamin im k'tsas sitz yes minay u'k'tsas mitzemer pishtim. What if you've got a talis made out of other material? Some of the sitzes you make out of the min of that beged, uktsas mitzemer, and some of it you make out of wool. Yesh lehistapik boy, that's uncertain. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ki ein kan min lehistapik, ki ein kan min knaf, because you haven't really got min knaf, because you've got min knaf means you've got the same material which are of the sitzes which you're using for the beged, and in this situation you haven't got that. The gam gedilin tas lecham mein legamri. And you haven't got gedilim taslechot, which means the wooden sitzes, properly. So it's a bit of a sophic. For I bar tzachan, she passes the most shnei chutim minay, or shnei chutim mitzemer gefen, mitzemer, sorry, shapir domi. The Aretz Tzachan says it's okay, ayin shom milsa b'taymer. Okay. Halacha hey, now this is an interesting one. What about multicolored talisim? Right, you sometimes see this, yeah? So it says halacha hey, yesh oimrim, shetzorech lasis hatzitzis mitzeva hatalis. You've got to make the sitzis the same color of the talis. Vamedakt kim noagin kain, and kiplu medakt, they will do this. Vashkenazim, says the Ramo, ein noagin osis hatzitzis rak levonim. Our minig is to make the sitzis dafka white, af begodim tzavuim, even if you have begodim tzavuim colored talisim, ve'in hashanis. So the Ramo brings the Trumas Hadeshen, that the minig seems to be, even until his times, 400 or 500 years ago, that you could have colored talisim, so long as the sitzes are white. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzeva hatalis mishum zeh keli vaveh, because it looks nicer. You've got the sitzes which are consistent, the same color with the beged, it looks nicer, and therefore it's a hidur mitzvah zeh keli vaveh. The yesh mafarshim, the boinim bezetz mimin haknaf, another reason is that you need the same, not just the same material of the sitzes and the beged, but the same color as well, and therefore the sitzes are going to be white, so therefore you should have the beged also white. After God and Savuim, so the Ramos says that you can even have this colored talus. Become mokum royal and medak the glasses, dafka, dalit, knophis, a talus, cotton, novel. Even though your beged might be colored, the sitzes should be white. Kadeshi, yotze, they are cold, because your sitzes, levonim, but then your yotze, everything. Regamishum de chsibul of vushe, kislag, chivar. White represents purity and holiness. And interestingly, which is based on various pasuk in the pasuk in Daniel, and there's also a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk famously says, "In you, chatoichem kashonim, kasheleg albinu." Right, this white is a sign of purity, and we know when in the Kohen Gadol, when the thread, the chut, would change from red to white. White is always a sign of purity, based on this pasuk, kasheleg albinu, and therefore we want it to be white. Now, in Sephardic circles, you often see that their talis is fully white. What about our talisim? Our talisim have got the black stripes. Yeah, it's got a barcode. What is the story with that? Why we have some black on various stripes in our talisim? That is ke'in tcheles bosa ikka beged azim. We go bosa the ikka, and the ikka is therefore white. So why do we talk about the black on it? There are different reasons given. One reason is it's a zecher for the tcheles. And even though some people have dark blue, most of us have black, but that's a zecher for the tcheles. Also, the other reason it's given is that we know that you should be mishayakir. In the days of old, when we had tcheles, at what point in the morning could you put on your talis? When you'll be able to differentiate between the tcheles and the other colors. So as a commemoration for that, we have a talis which has got black and white, so we can differentiate between the two colors. Okay. Halacha, there are other reasons of din and gvura and other Kabbalistic reasons, but again, in Sephardi circles, it's almost always just plain white, and in Ashkenazi circles, we do have the zecher for the tcheles, which is interestingly black and not like a dark blue. Okay, halacha, Bob, let's just finish off the simon. You shouldn't make a talis made out of linen. even though this is not a strict halacha, Yerushalayim Yetze as Kulam, Yerushalayim should try and fulfill this. But Yisrael Talis Hashem Hashem Erechelim, you should make his talis out of wool, which is pretty much what we all do. Shel Chayv, the sits in Natera, Beli Fikbuk, which is an obligation in Natera to wear sits. Miu says the Rambam, Im Ef Shirak Talis Shal Pishdan, if it's impossible, but only to make it out of Pishdan of linen. Mutzu Sheyas the Talis Shal Pishdan, but sits is Shal Pishdan. And your sits should also be made out of Pishdan, these Mishis, but the Mitzvah sits, even though we didn't like this previously, there being the Vatal the Mitzvah sits. It says in Mishnah Berurah Shal Pishdan, to Gozru Chazal, Mishnah the Oziyam Mukhruch Lasis Mitzvah Shal Pishdan. The problem is, if you make it out of Pishdan, then you can't wear the sits, because nowadays we haven't got the Tcheles. And therefore, if you've got the sits is made out of Tzemer, you've got a problem of Tcheles, you've got a problem of Shatnas, of Tzemer and Pishdan together. So therefore, Chazal will go is there not to make it out of sits, Shal Pishdan. And we're worried you might make tcheles of Yisr Kishlaim, Kishlis Kasper Blilam. What's the problem? If you at night time, when you're not Machuyev in Sitzis, then it could be a problem of Shatnas. You've got no head to wear Sitzis now, and therefore you're wearing Shatnas. She'oz ain't Zman Kiyuma Mitzvah, because it's not the time for the Mitzvah. But after this Vanenu ain't on the tcheles, even though nowadays we haven't got tcheles, Svir Luhu, the Mikom Akum ain't on Gezeira Betela, this Gezeira is not enough. So even though it's in times of old where they would have proper tcheles, which is woolen in together, the concern was at night time you might still be wearing it, and therefore you've got a problem. But how the poskim hitiru bazeh? Many poskim, however, are saying nowadays this is not a problem. They're matzeh disfrulu deikah gzeir lo yirak shlo yatilu b'tcheles. The whole problem was that you shouldn't put tcheles on k'dei shlo yovel de kilayim. You might come to a problem with kilayim. Avolo chutei hapishtim, but we're not worried about the chutim of the pishtim. The government is manen of the lekat tcheles. Even though nowadays there is no tcheles, lo shayich klal hachgezera. Therefore, there is no concern nowadays about this gezera. Mishmochi kosev ramah b'hagod din yev shemirache yesh lismechalim. There's no other alternative than you can be semech on this. Yudches finishing off. Talish shal pishdan lecholshken the mutzalas is talish shal shaminim. Kolshken is allowed to make a talis made out of other b'god in the sitzis shal pishdan and the sitzis pishdan. So, for example, having the beged made out of silk and the sitzis made out of linen. There's no alternative. If it means in order that you shouldn't be misbatal the mitzvah. The tzitzis shall pishdom, making the tzitzis out of linen. For yuchal lismech ala matirim, and one can be semech, says the Mishnah Berurah on the matirim, gam le in brocha, even to make a brocha on it. The pashto din yesh talis gadol, shall tzemeh yevarech alav. Better if this is talking about, if in a situation where this is talking about the talis katran, if you've got a talis gadol of tzemeh, yevarech alav, yechav and nifter, and you can be paid to the tzitzis, the talis cotton. And Magan Avram Kosov, the Nira Li, the Yasla, the Profish, and Ur, you should make the corners out of leather, the Yasla, the tzitzis, Semer, and putting the tzitzis out of Semer, Machrin, Mephak, from Zed, the Machrin, debate that. Okay, we'll say that Mr. Shem will start simming his work.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.